about these things. He knows so much about these things. I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. This man said it's gruesome that someone
like a charming
so
man.
Many layers. So many layers, like a charming man. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. I wonder if so many layers is one of the lyrics in that song. Probably not.
But he doesn't have a stitch to wear, so probably not.
He doesn't have a stitch to wear. God, that's such a
good
one.
Thank you, Morrissey.
I analyzed that in 10th grade for an essay, and I got it very wrong. I don't even remember. I honestly don't even remember what it... Like, imagine 15-year-old me reading song lyrics... and now make those song lyrics the most depressing song lyrics in the world and, like, just see what you get. Like, it was bad. I probably have it on a Google Doc somewhere. But
I'm sure you do.
Stop filming me.
It's going on Snapchat.
Snapchat. That's a good social media platform. I'm a fan. I'm actually... Let's actually do our weekly updates on how many Snapchat points Zach has. Here we go.
Are we doing that? Is this a new thing? Is this a new bit?
It's new to the show. It's old to me.
New segment. How many Snapchat
but
points?
This is fat. No, this is fascinating because I am exactly 152 sent and received Snapchats away from having 100,000. 100,000.
How many points do you have?
I'm at 99,843.
All right.
Or 848.
I'm at 36,000, which seems low.
No, but that's pretty good for, I think, someone who is 4 years older than me, right? 25?
24, but yeah.
Turning 25, though, right?
Turning 25 next April.
Okay, you're 3 years older than me. But that's still like, a lot.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, like this is, like, the primary mode of communication with, like, two girlfriends was this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, that's a lot right there, right off the bat.
Yeah.
You know? And other than that, you know, it's a fun thing. Got involved in it. There you go, 100,000. I think I'm gonna quit after 100,000. I think at that point I'm like, all right, I have won. I have made it to the point. I remember I used to think in high school that 70,000 was a big number, and I'm like, 100,000, 100,000 sent and received. This is the quickest way to eliminate listeners on the planet.
Let's talk about Snapchat.
Is to talk about my history with Snapchat. Although we have 16 listeners.
What?
Wow.
Hello.
Not including, of course, the men and women going about
strong.
Their business to their jobs in their cars at 11 in the morning.
Or those who listen on the radio at home. Because some people still have radios at home, Zach.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And they have it tuned to a college radio station.
Yeah, if you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a cool listener like all of ours.
I mean, my parents probably have it on the radio, actually. But that's also because they... I don't know if they stream it. And then put it on the speakers in home, but I know they put it on
Mr.
the speakers.
Mr. and Mrs.
At home.
Going, text Zach and tell him what you're listening to us through.
I think Sean's in a meeting right now, and I don't know what. I think Lisa's just around. Hi, Mom. She worked twice yesterday. It was a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
I've never understood when people have to leave their jobs and then come back later in the day. I'm like, that's the worst.
I leave a job
never
to
have
go
that.
To another job. And
yes,
then leave that
I do
job,
that.
Then leave that job to go to a third
yes.
job.
All right, we're going to play some music, and then we're going to talk about Chris and mine's favorite show, which is, of course, the Netflix remake of Queer Eye. Here we go.
So fantastic.
With a great Talking Heads song and a great Talking Heads cover.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue, oh yeah. Once in a lifetime. And you may ask yourself, and you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime.
That was the Talking Heads with the Great Curve off of Remain in Light. And then I'm going to butcher this name, so I'm not even going to attempt that name. But it's a woman who did an entire cover, apparently a famous African musician, who did a cover of the entire album Remain in Light by the Talking Heads.
No kidding.
And of course, Once in a Lifetime is there. That was not the entire album.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
I asked Zach midway through the first Talking Heads song. I said, hey, is the Talking Heads lead singer Robin Williams? Because it sounded like him right there.
It's David Byrne.
And it is not Robin Williams.
That doesn't even register to me. Like, normally when people will say something like that, I'll be like, oh, that's kind of funny. Because, like, you know, there are only, like, 5 human voices, like, in the world.
Yeah.
Right? That might be a little small. Like 10. There are, like, 10 human voices.
We'll call it even, say, 7.
You know? And, like, you can have mixes of multiple ones, whatever. So it's really easy for people to have similar voices. I don't see that at all with Robin Williams and David Byrne.
Hey, man, it happens. You know, sometimes some of us have an ear for music, some of us don't.
So an important thing happened to me a few months ago, Chris.
What's that?
I saw on Facebook somebody posted how emotional they were because of the Netflix reboot of a show that I was mostly unfamiliar with, but only knew via, was it on Bravo?
I think so.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. It came out when I was 9, and I never watched it. I only know of it from the name.
Hold on. Yeah.
I think it was on Bravo.
Now I'm looking it up. But I was like, this is a joke, obviously. This is just, you know, people getting excited. And nothing wrong with people getting excited about anything. You know, like, I love excitement. I love enthusiasm. But I was like, there's no way that the reboot of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Queer Eye, they dropped the for the Straight Guy. And I like that they dropped that. Yeah. But...
because it's not all straight men.
It's not all straight men anymore. It's not even all men anymore.
Yeah,
which is,
they
which
had
is
a woman
sweet.
On the,
they had a woman on this season, which is rocking.
She was
and
so
I was
sweet.
Like,
I loved her.
Fine, whatever. It was Bravo. It was Bravo. That makes sense. Of course, it was a Bravo show. Although I think did they drop? I think they dropped the For the Straight Guy in the last season of the original too. Whatever. I don't know that much. All I know is that I love it. Yeah. I gave it a shot, and I was like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I don't even know how else to
last night I
break
was,
into this conversation.
Last night I was like, just I had no plans going on because it's a Wednesday.
Wait, so you started yesterday?
Yes.
How far are you through now?
I finished season one.
You finished season one,
I
and have you done any
the
of season
first
two?
Episode of season two?
Oh, what was the first episode?
That was the woman.
That was the woman. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, no.
That's a good one.
That was really nice.
I like some of the other ones in season two a little better. But
I was started watching the first, the second episode of season two. The movie buff dude.
Oh, he's so sweet.
But so, it was like 1 a.m. and I fell asleep in the middle of it.
Let's give an overview for those completely unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Where to begin? Where to begin? So, Queer Eye is a show where... the Fab Five, a group of amazing human beings, give emotional and physical makeovers to unsuspecting straight men and sometimes not necessarily straight or men.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest thing in the world. Like, and it doesn't seem like that. When I first started listening to it, I was like, this is just going to be a makeover show, whatever. This is going to be dumb. And then I'm like, no. This is a show deeply rooted in, like, kindness.
I'm feeling
it's
things
all
watching
about,
this.
It's all about kindness. It's all about like changing the world one person at a time and making people
because the
feel better.
The weird thing about it, not the weird thing, but the thing about it is every episode so far that I've watched has been based in the state of Georgia.
Every episode is
based in the state of Georgia because their Fab Five loft is in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta, yeah.
So you imagine 5 gay men... in the state of Georgia.
Two of which are not white, too.
Two of which are not white, yes. Two of which are non-white. Working with, like, these oftentimes straight white men, sometimes not straight, sometimes not white.
Sometimes very Republican, sometimes very much more old.
I mean, there are episodes... There was an episode in season one of the police officer who, like...
Such a good episode.
...had a Make America Great Again hat and a Trump-Pence sign in his house, and it's... You imagine 5 gay men going into his house and, like... how they might
but they,
be necessarily
they, like,
be
they
at
make,
odds.
They make the conversations happen. Like, I'm very interested to see how much of the show was like, or how much of the concept for the show very much came after the election, right? And thinking like,
well, the second
like, how
one,
can we do this?
The first season was filmed in 2017, so it had to have been right after.
But like how much of that was? It must have obviously been on their minds while they were doing it, but because it seems like almost a direct reaction, right? Mm-hmm. Like. To the idea of the way to change the world is to go out into Atlanta, Georgia.
Or and, these small towns of Georgia that have like 89 people in them.
That's true. It's very important to say that most of it actually doesn't take place in Atlanta. It's just they live in Atlanta.
Because Atlanta's like a metropolitan area.
It's still not the most liberal place in the South.
No, absolutely not. But it's like it's a major city versus these small towns. Like I said, less than 100 people. Like there was the episode... Season 2, episode 1, was the woman who lived in the city of Gay, Georgia, and it had 89 people living in it.
Like, I just love... I mean, this is, like, my classical liberal fantasy. I just love the idea that you can change... that you can just change the world through conversation and, like, through meeting new people and understanding how different people, like, live their lives.
Special
I just love...
television?
I love that idea so much, and it's so important. And I also love the idea of self-esteem and emotions. And also... changing concepts of masculinity to make them better for everybody, you know? Because that's what it's about. It's about getting... Like, some of these dudes are just, like, dudes that are, like, living in such, like, a small shell of what they think their life is, and, like, the Fab Five have to, like, just break them out of that and make them realize that they are...
Like, there was like, the episode of, like, this... Like, I don't want to say super Christian, but, like, the guy who has six kids and his wife, and, like... Mm-hmm. Like, you look at that guy's life, he is a disheveled looking guy. He's got six kids with a wife at home. He works a 9-to-5 job, comes home and puts the kids to bed, and then goes off to stock shelves overnight, comes back, sleeps maybe 2 hours. Like, these are people who are not taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
And especially in an area that, like, you know, it's not necessarily, I mean, I don't want to talk negatively about
Georgia
lifestyle, but it's not necessarily as a I'm gonna dig myself a hole.
No, it's fine. We can acknowledge our own bias here.
Yeah.
It's very different from what we are comfortable with.
Yeah.
As people.
Absolutely.
Let's do another song, and then when we come back, we're gonna rank
our
members of the Fab Five, because this will be fun. Have you listened? Did you watch the Carpool Karaoke with James Corden and Paul McCartney?
No.
You should, first of all, because you're a Beatles fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's amazing. It's an amazing video. It's like
do you know people who aren't Beatles fans?
It's 30 minutes. I do, and it's awful. I'm sorry. I don't understand.
My best friend Josh is not a Beatles fan.
Like when people ask me my favorite band, the first thing I say is I go, well, I'm not going to mention the Beatles because I assume that it's number one on everybody's list to the point where everyone just ignores them. Mm-hmm. Right? The Beatles to me aren't even a band. They are music incarnate.
They're their own culture.
Yeah. They're something completely separate from music in my mind because they're so important. But it's 30 minutes long of Paul McCartney and James Corden driving around Liverpool. Mm. And Paul hasn't really been back to Liverpool in like a large sense since then. So they like go around and meet people and they draw crowds and they're singing and they're crying and it's amazing. But they sing a new Paul McCartney song that just came out on the 20th. So not too long ago at all, like a week and a day ago. And it's awesome and it's great. And we're going to play it right now.
Mm.
Listen. Wait. Yeah, listen.
I saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more than casual conversation. Yeah.
will now.
If I ever discover a planet, I'm going to name it Planet Claire for the B-52s. I'm never going to discover a planet. That's not even in my in my career goals, but if I were to accidentally discover
a
planet.
What happened to the guy from
Fred Schneider?
B-52s, yeah. Did he
Fred
die?
Schneider? No, they're kicking. They're doing I think they just did a concert in New Hampshire
well,
the other day.
He talks like this and needs a little money.
He talks like this. There's a great drama game. It's my favorite. It's my favorite like warm-up game ever. It's called Hey Fred Schneider, and everyone is around in a circle, and like everyone chants, "Hey Fred Schneider, what are you doing?" And someone in the circle has to say in the voice something that they're doing, and they have to make it up. Like I'm playing tag on a day. I don't know. I'm bad at improv, but super bad at improv. The only time I've ever done it, I bring this up every time, but every time I've done improv, or the only time I've done improv on this show, I immediately said no.
Yeah, last week.
No, and then silence.
Ah, it's
the opposite.
Funny.
The opposite of yes and.
And.
I think you have a PSA for us.
I do. I just have some numbers for you all to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Is this the Bad Boys?
The Cops theme song?
Yeah, Bad Boys.
I was what? Very happy with how quickly I was able to pull that up.
Did you just search Cops theme?
No. I can't believe that was a show. That was a show that human Americans watched.
Yeah, we love watching other people's misery.
Yeah.
However,
and you feel so good about it.
Yeah. However, with Queer Eye, we love watching their hope.
Yes, and their redemption,
yes,
in a sort of way. Not necessarily that like their political like reformation is okay. Sorry. I just love this song so much, but it's really hard to not.
Don't forget to lie.
Wait, let's just give it one chorus.
Ladies.
All right, that's done.
Is that our song?
No.
couple bad boys.
I thought our song was
Bad Boys of Studio WMFO.
Please, our song is probably a Smith song or like an Amanda Palmer song or
just something really
something sad like that.
A Cure song.
I don't like The Cure. Yeah, I love.
See, but you're wrong. That's Monday, the problem. Is that your impression of Friday I'm in Love? Because that is my least favorite Cure song.
Oh, I'm sorry that you have bad taste.
That's the only one that like
that
the
people
alternative
know.
Radio yeah. station.
No, don't be hipster
plays.
About this though. Like it's
a good
song,
but
there
there's
you go.
So many other better singles.
That's fair. That's how actually
Just
how
Like I, Heaven is probably my favorite song.
That's how I feel about the Rolling Stones actually, is I really hate a lot of Stones like popular songs because I'm like this is when I was like in 10th grade I was like super obsessed with the Rolling Stones and I listened to like everything.
See,
and then I started hating people who would only know Paint It Black, especially because Paint It Black isn't that special of a song, but I recognize now that it's an amazing song.
So what's it called, the Rolling Stones have a song I think called Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yes, it's an amazing song. My dad tried to get it to be the theme of his high school prom, but continue.
So we have a family friend whose name is Rich Bottolato.
Okay, that's a
and you
name.
Know, well, hold on. That song has become his song because, you know how it goes, ba-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-da-da, Bottolato, Rich Bottolato. He hates it. He hates that song because every time it comes on, everybody around him starts singing it and he hates it.
So there's this TED talk that Malcolm Gladwell gave. I love Malcolm Gladwell with an undying passion. And he gave this TED talk about how he ruined a friendship with a song is the tagline. And because him and his friends in college used to sing songs to each other. They used to sing parody songs that would make fun of each other. Like
people do.
Yeah, like one of their friends was like larger and they started singing... One of his friends like came up to him one day and was just like, "Slow down, you hulking mass. Your pants are ripped." It's just bad.
Whoa, like, what's that?
So then,
is that a Simon
that's
song?
Yeah, that's I forget the number of the bridge. It's colloquially known as Feeling Groovy.
Yeah.
Is
Thank you, Sarah Grant.
Yeah.
Middle school music teacher who taught us that song.
Whose mother is the secretary at the physics department down the street.
No kidding. Yeah. I genuinely love that song.
Yeah.
A genuine thank you to her because that song is awesome.
Ah! Sorry, my headphones got unplugged because I pulled them out of the socket.
Anyway.
Scary.
We're here to power rank the Fab Five.
Fab Five. I don't know if I can rank them. Karamo, number one, easily.
See, Karamo's my number five.
Okay, you're wrong. I just realized how bad radio this is going to be. But, okay, here we go. Real quick, Karamo. Karamo, Tan, Anthony.
This is from
top to bottom. Karamo, Tan, Anthony. What's the other one's name?
Bobby or Jonathan?
Jonathan. Jonathan Bobby.
See, from bottom to top, this is mine. So number five, Karamo. I don't like to be in touch with my feelings, dude.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. But that's the point of the show.
Yeah, I don't like it, though. I don't like when I do it.
Okay.
Number four, Bobby. Interior design's not my thing.
Yeah, fair. I agree.
Number three, Tan. Love his hair. Love his fashion sense.
I love his accent.
Love his accent. But
who's your style icon? Fraser Crane?
No! We can't save you!
This all makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Number two, Anthony. Solely because of his... Because
of his graphic tees.
He wears graphic tees of a bunch of Indian alternative bands like The National and The Strokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And literally everything.
Okay, The Strokes are not an indie or alternative band. The Strokes are mainstream. Let's stop this.
Started off...
Yeah.
That way. So shut up.
Okay.
And number one, Jonathan, because he's just the coolest dude. He's so funny.
Jonathan's great. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Karamo, number one, because I love being in touch with my feelings. It's that, no, that's so important. That's the thing that makes the show for me is like seeing Jonathan, or not Jonathan, sorry. Seeing Karamo like be in the car with the cop and saying like, hey, like I'm a black man. Like, let's have a conversation about the police. You know, like I love Karamo.
No, that was a great moment.
In an episode you haven't seen yet, I think, because you haven't watched that much of season two, right? Like Karamo's just talking about being a dad, and I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever watched. Did I say Karamo Tan?
No, you Anthony? Said Karamo Anthony Tan.
No, I think Tan.
Tan number two.
Tan's number two for like the same reasons, but also because I think he of any of them.
Who's your style icon? Well,
him and Jonathan do the most actual work, right? Like Jonathan's work is probably the most important in terms of like appearance, but like
Tan
gives like very interesting, like very fascinating advice, and he's also funny, and I like him. I just want to be friends with Tan, Anthony because he's ridiculous, and I'm pretty sure he murders people.
whoa!
That's so.
We have to explore this.
Oh, I mean Anthony. Okay, so he's obviously like someone with a heart of gold who like pretends to have like a like hard exterior. You know, God, I feel like I'm talking about a boy band, but like I feel like I'm a 12-year-old girl talking about a boy band.
pretty much are.
So, like he, to me, like seems like he has a heart of gold, but with like the hardened outer exterior that may or may not seep into his core. Like you're not really sure. I'm not sure if he has a heart of gold with like a really like hard, scary exterior, or if he has a hard, scary interior and like pretends to have a heart of gold. I can't tell. I had a theory for a while that he ate people. I've since made it that he murders people.
Why?
Well, because he's the food one.
So his sole reason
he's also crazy.
People.
He's also
is he crazy?
Like, because sometimes you know he'll just say something like really strange or messed up, or he'll like. So in this one recent one that I saw, there's a bag of baby teeth.
Yeah, I saw.
So you saw it, and you saw his reaction to seeing this bag of baby teeth that were like sentimental things. It was like a mother saved like her kid's baby teeth.
Yeah, but they're also in like a gift
in a
bag behind her bed.
But he,
it's a little weird.
He's a little too outraged at seeing the bag of teeth to the point where I think he's making it up. I think he's pretending. I think he looked at the bag of teeth and he thought to himself, this is completely normal. And then realized, oh no, wait, other people won't. I need to overreact.
No, I think he's a normal human.
I think he murders people.
Anyway.
said. I don't actually. I think Anthony's a super nice guy. Anthony was actually the live-in chef for the food person on the old Queer Eye, which is how he got this job. Also, I don't like that Karamo's title is culture. I think Karamo's title should be lifestyle.
Well, he's like a... I was researching him. He's like a... I don't know, what kind of... Some sort of like...
Is he... What? I don't know.
I'm trying to think of the word.
Point being, I think culture is a weird...
He is a psychotherapist.
Oh, then he should be lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like he should be lifestyle.
According to Wikipedia, Karamo Brown is an American television host, reality television personality, psychotherapist, and activist. Also, he was on The Real World Philadelphia.
Is he licensed? Is he like a licensed therapist?
That also has citation needed next to it.
Oh. So they might have just saw him on Queer Eye and thought, he's a therapist, obviously.
He also went to Florida A&M.
I didn't even know there was a Florida A&M.
Yeah.
What does A&M mean?
Agricultural and Mechanics. Agricultural and Mechanical University.
Oh, that's what Texas A&M means. I didn't know that. Yep. Here we go. We live in completely different worlds.
Yep.
Karamo. I love Karamo. Yeah, he should be lifestyle. Jonathan as grooming is fine. Tan as fashion is fine. Anthony, and Bobby as interior design, he should talk more, maybe. I don't know.
He talks in a lot of episodes.
He doesn't talk nearly as much as the other people.
There was the whole episode, the season. Did you watch
that
the first?
That is an outlier.
Did you watch the first episode of season two?
Yes, but that episode is like an outlier.
Well,
it's like
he does
the
same thing with the guy with the six kids when he's with him planting in the garden, and he's like talks about his experiences with the church and everything. He
That's
talks.
Fair. Okay, so the ones I have problem
maybe
with...
Maybe you just haven't been paying
attention. Anthony being known as Food and Wine is strange because he doesn't do anything with regards to cooking. He kind of does. All he'll do is, like, he'll be like, we're going to go to this market, and, like, we're going to talk about Brussels sprouts. And I'm like, this is
he
dumb.
He teaches them how to cook at least one meal every time.
Yeah, but it's, like,
about?
It's kind of dumb and useless in regards to the show. It's like, all right, like... Like, you see the way they cut these Brussels sprouts super thin? Like, that way you don't need to cook them. You can just, like, eat them raw. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks, Anthony. Like...
What are you doing with
do you have Brussels any cheese? Do you have any cheese from Vermont? Like, is a thing he says in the most... Whatever.
Cheese from Vermont?
Do you have any cheese from Vermont? he's fascinating to me. No, but I think they should... I don't know what they would change his title too, but
culinary?
Call him Food and Wine is like cool, I guess, whatever, but I think they should also just give him another job. And I think they should definitely change Karamo's to lifestyle because he doesn't do anything with culture, and also it's kind of weird to have like a culture one that makes it sound like these people are uncultured. They're not uncultured. They've just got a different culture. You just got to make them express themselves, which is why lifestyle is so important.
I mean, culture is like, I think it's more of a thing of like the police officer guy who would take his wife out to eat and like go dressed in basketball shorts and stuff, like teaching him like, but you don't have to just take your wife to eat, here's a Broadway musical coming that you could take the whole family to,
but
like,
here's
broadening their horizons of things that they can do in their town.
That's fair, but I feel like that's the whole job of the Fab Five, whereas like Karamo's individual job
is psychotherapy.
We're gonna do a couple other songs, then we're gonna come back and we'll see what happens.
Baby, when you squeeze me real tight, you work in the morning and up at the crack of dawn. All my money worries, wherever I go, come along. Worries a bully that just won't let me be, trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling. No home since the fire, me and the ash can't settle down. Unsure of where I'm bound, so I sink another round. Placebo for pain, and there's no one for to blame. I refuse to accept that my work is all in vain. Worry's a bully that just won't let me be, trying to keep me busy, tussling and struggling.
That song has a very long, like thing, like, you know, the hum, outro, the buzz.
Yeah.
That wasn't even an outro. That was just like a buzz. But that's still, I cut that off 8 seconds before that buzz ended. Oh, my name's Chris. I'm going to say on my phone when we're on the air, Chris.
I got a Facebook notification, and who was it from but you?
It was me liking the photo that you should have put on the Astro Hour Twitter page.
I will.
At the Astro Hour.
I will. We were just on radio for an hour.
Do you know how often I check that? Literally never.
Yeah.
I don't do anything with it. It's
we
bad.
Set our birthday.
I update the website more often. There's literally nothing on the website.
We set the birthday of the show as Hillary Clinton. Like, year.
Did we do 1948?
Yeah. Year and everything.
Yeah. I'm predictable, aren't I?
Very. So when it was Hillary's birthday,
all the balloons popped up on Twitter. That's great. It'll remind me of how sad I am. Were we gonna finish up? If Queer Eye ever comes to Massachusetts, I'm calling them up. I'm nominating you.
Me?
I hope you know.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Your style's not bad at all. But I just feel like you need Karamo to open you up emotionally.
No, I go to a therapist for that.
That's good, but Karamo would be better. Karamo may or may not be licensed. We don't know this.
Yeah, citations needed.
I think that'll be fine.
Yeah.
I think that'll be fine.
You know, it's fun.
I'll nominate you. It'll be great.
You know, my sister said the same thing to me yesterday.
Yeah, good.
I don't like that.
Is it older sister or younger? Do you have an older sister?
I have an older sister who does not live at home and two younger sisters who both said,
wow,
you know what, we're going to nominate you for this. I said, no, I don't know if that's necessary. I think I'm all right. My style's pretty bad, but I'm okay with it.
Really? Because actually your style was the only thing I was thinking, this is like fine. Actually, your grooming's good. Your grooming's good. There you go. You can't tell, dear readers at home, but Chris has a well-shaven beard.
You gotta take care of it.
Yeah. You gotta set an example for the kids.
You gotta oil it. You gotta brush it every day. It's like a pet. You gotta take care of it. I don't know. Not like exactly like a pet, I guess. But no, it's like you gotta take care of it, man.
My mom says she wants to help you buy new clothes.
I wear band t-shirts every day.
Yeah.
Literally, most of my wardrobe is just band t-shirts from all the concerts I go to.
I have too many. I have a lot of t-shirts.
Hold on. Tend to buy them a lot of like short sleeve button downs. I wear those for work, so that's fine by me.
Hawaiian shirts don't count.
No, they're not Hawaiian shirts.
How many Hawaiian shirts do you have?
Give
me the exact number.
I don't know.
No, give me your best estimate then.
Probably somewhere in the 20s. Listen.
Hold on.
Tan wears Hawaiian shirts.
We're going to end it with a song from the season 4 trailer to BoJack Horseman because
season 5 comes out
September 14th. Woo! Best show on Netflix. Here we go.
So ready to be emotionally.
This has been the Astro
destroyed.
Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going. This has been Chris Del Russo.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned for Strike the Box with Chris. It's a great show. Listen to it.
Not me, Chris. Other Chris. Smile at all.